Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Welcome back to All of It. On Tuesdays, we check in with WNYC's planning editor, Kate Hines, to hear what stories she's sending newsroom reporters out into the world to cover. We call it a segment, the segment Kate Has a Plan, because she always does. Hi, Kate.
Hello.
Hey, there's something happening very shortly.
Yep. At 2 p.m., Mayor de Blasio and NYPD Commissioner James O'Neill are going to hold a presser about crime stats. It's a pretty regular thing. You know, every month they unveil the latest CompStat data and talk about trends, and de Blasio takes questions. So it's one of the times, you know, usually once a week or so, he'll take open Q&A from reporters. This is that. I always try to make sure that we staff it. And there are a couple of questions I wanted to send our reporter armed with today. It's Jessica Gould. She'll be in the field.
Excellent.
One is about parking placards. This morning, there were kind of dramatic videos on Twitter of perp walks in the police precinct in Chinatown of eight people being arrested in what's being called a parking placard scam.
Are you sure it wasn't billions being filmed?
No, but I believe me, that was one of the first things I thought. So I want to hear details of the parking placard arrests. You know, it's a pretty interesting indictment to read. And it will be interesting to see if this is, I mean, it was the Manhattan District Attorney's Office working in concert with the city's Department of Investigation.
Oh, so that's big. That's
yeah,
big.
It's kind of juicy. And it's like, is this the first shot across the bow for de Blasio in his much ballyhooed, but yet as of yet unveiled parking placard crackdown? So we're going to ask a lot of questions about that. And then the other thing that I was wondering, and I have no idea how the commissioner is going to respond to this, is I'm interested in the conversation happening in the city writ large, but especially in the NYPD about the Central Park Five in the case of, like, are police officers talking about When They See Us, the Netflix series? Mm-hmm. Are they talking about the Central Park Five? Is it part of a training that, you know, training that happens for new police officers? Do you talk about, confessions with kids, juveniles? So I wanted to kind of feel him out about that and see if we could get him to talk about that.
Oh, good. I can't wait. That would be great tape. Will you bring that to us if you get, I think it's like sort of the perfect sweet spot for what the show tries to do.
I will.
And the culture thing.
The other thing that I noticed happening today is that some Vassar College students are starting a petition that's asking the school to remove Linda Fairstein from the Vassar Board of Trustees. Linda Fairstein, of course, was the prosecutor.
Turned sort of crime novelist,
and
celebrity.
Turned mystery novelist. It's actually her 50th reunion this week. She's going to be at Vassar for the reunion, and there's this petition saying take her off the board. So that's interesting.
Wow. That is interesting.
Yeah.
All right, so there's lots of, I see 7 Train, I see MTA. Let's start with 7 Train. What's happening? Who are you sending?
You know how every now and then, it seems like over the past couple months, debris will fall from the elevated 7 Train tracks in Queens? It happened again.
Wow. So, that's scary.
Yeah, and it missed a woman, you know, by the width of a gnat's eyebrow. You know, so we're reaching out to the MTA to say, what's your plan to do this? Like previously, they have said, we're not going to put netting underneath it because that would interfere with our ability to do work. But I sort of feel like, I think this is now the 4th episode of debris falling from the elevated train tracks that people walk under. So, you know, we'll see how they're going to handle that.
Also, with the MTA, the new, what do you call it?
Omni.
Is that how I'm supposed to say it?
Omni.
I thought it was Om and Y. Like everybody... chill out about the subway.
No, but now you're making me wonder if the MTA should have some sort of yoga partnership.
Possibly.
So
Om and Y, they did a test run.
Yeah, it's being piloted on stations along the 4, 5, and 6 train from Grand Central Terminal to Atlantic Terminal and also on every Staten Island bus. This is a tap-and-go system where you show your phone, you know, open to your wallet or credit card, or you tap your contactless credit card. And it gives you access to the station. This is the future of the MTA's fare payment system. This is what will eventually replace the MetroCard. And we got some numbers on usage data, and the MTA is saying it's really positive. I think on Saturday, which was the first full day of usage, they got something like 6,100 taps, and they had said that they had expected that in about a week. So people seem to really like it.
That's the reporting was so funny. It was, hey, New Yorkers like something. New Yorkers like a change.
I have to say, I was really skeptical when I was watching our reporter Stephen Nesson on Twitter do it. I was like, oh, there's no way people are going to get it. They got it.
Right away.
It's working.
All right. So let's see. What else is going on? The High Line. There's something new happening at the High Line
today? A little spur opened that it's just a very short little arm off the main branch of the High Line, but Jen Chung from Gothamist says it's the arm that was used to take mail into the Farley Post Office building. Aww. So it's kind of cool.
And sort of romantic and old-fashioned-y and the stories you could think about of the day.
Yeah, if you think post offices are romantic, but, you know, they kind of are.
I think that one is. They're kind of, the old ones are
really
pretty.
It's a great building.
Okay, this Manafort. Are you sending people to Manafort? Tell me what's going on.
I'm not sending anyone to Manafort.
You're not?
Yet, because there's no Manafort to send someone to, but...
obviously, sorry.
The New York Times is reporting that sometime this week, Paul Manafort is going to be transferred to Rikers Island, the New York City jail complex.
I love that. I just assumed from the alert, he's going now.
Even as we speak.
I'm an idiot. Go ahead.
Yeah, neither the Manhattan District Attorney nor the city's Department of Correction would confirm this for us. So we're referring back to the Times on this. But he is being charged with something like, 16 felony counts in New York State. So New York wants to arraign him, and this is something that will have to happen. He will have to appear in court here. And apparently that's happening this week.
Okay. Where else are people? Where else do you have your team going?
I am very interested in LaGuardia AirTrain. There's going to be two public hearings this week. And I kind of just wanted to remind people, LaGuardia AirTrain is something that is allegedly happening. Governor Cuomo wants to build an AirTrain from the subway station in Willets Point to LaGuardia. And when this first came out, people were like, this is a really bad idea. Not everybody, but some people were like, this is not a great idea, because why would you build an AirTrain from the subway that's not that far from LaGuardia in the first place? Why wouldn't you just do a one-seat ride from like Penn Station or Times Square, some more central location? So I'm going to be interested to see what people say about that. And the other story I'm interested in, because this was totally news to me, are how the city is going to reinter dead bodies into Washington Square Park, which were uncovered during some work a couple of years ago. Oh. And this is something that people know. I wasn't one of them. There's something like 20,000 dead bodies in Washington Square Park.
I actually knew that.
How did you know that?
I live downtown, and I always thought about the idea of that there's ghosts having parties at night, middle of the night in Washington Square Park. I don't know. I have an imagination.
It makes perfect sense to me. But anyway, they have to reinter some of the bodies that were uncovered. Not all 20,000, because I think those are way down. But someone hit upon a vault in doing water main work a little while ago. So now there's going to be a meeting at the community board to talk about how you just ease them back in there.
That's the assignment you come in and see on your desk and think, really, me? By the way, it's people are voting in New Jersey. I know there's...
There's nothing to say just yet. It's I'm worried there's going to be low turnout because not a lot of people know about it, which is why I keep saying vote, vote, vote. Polls are open. But all 80 seats in the state assembly are up for grabs this year. So it's a closed primary. You have to be registered with a party to vote, but you can still do it today.
Okay. New Jersey folks, get out there and vote. Kate Hines. Kate, thanks for sharing your plan.
Thank you.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. I'll meet you back here next time.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.